WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood guide through the wild world of emotions. Ever feel like you're carrying around a backpack full of feelings you just can't unpack? Like you're constantly putting on a brave face, even when inside you're screaming for a good cry or a vent session with someone who actually gets it? That's what we're talking about today, creating a safe space for emotional release. Because let's be real, life throws punches, right? Big ones, small ones, the kind that knock you off your feet and leave you wondering if you can get back up. And sometimes those feelings just need to come out. No judgment, no pressure, just pure, unfiltered honesty. But how do we create that space for ourselves when the world feels like it's constantly demanding we be strong, put on a brave face, and never show weakness? Okay, so here are five things I've learned along the way that can really help. Number one, identify your triggers. What situations or thoughts tend to send you spiraling? Recognizing those early warning signs is the first step in taking control of your emotional landscape. Think of it like knowing which buttons on a remote will change the channel. You don't have to watch what's making you feel bad, right? Number two, find your tribe. Surround yourself with people who get it, who listen without judgment, and who celebrate your authenticity. These are your emotional anchors, the people who can catch you when you're falling and help you see things from a different perspective. Remember, a good friend is like a warm cup of cocoa on a cold day, comforting, grounding, and always there for you. Number three, practice self-compassion. You wouldn't tell your best friend they were stupid for having a bad day, would you? Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding. Remember, everyone messes up. Everyone feels overwhelmed sometimes. It's okay to not be okay. Acknowledge those feelings without judgment and remember that you are worthy of love and support, even when you're struggling. Number four, embrace different forms of emotional expression. This isn't just about crying your heart out, although sometimes that's exactly what we need. Find healthy outlets for your emotions, journaling, painting, dancing, taking a walk in nature. Let those feelings flow through you in ways that feel authentic and empowering. And finally, number five, set boundaries. You have the right to protect your emotional well-being. Learn to say no to situations or people who drain your energy or bring negativity into your space. Remember, you're not responsible for other people's emotions, but you are responsible for taking care of yourself. Imagine this. You're at a party, surrounded by people, and you feel that familiar tension starting to build. Maybe someone is making insensitive comments, or a conversation is heading in a direction that just feels off. Instead of letting those feelings fester inside, you take a moment to step away, breathe deeply, and remind yourself that you have the right to create your own space, your own emotional sanctuary. You excuse yourself politely, find a quiet corner, and allow yourself to process those emotions, maybe with a few deep breaths, a quick journal entry, or simply a moment of quiet reflection. You come back into the party feeling centered and grounded, ready to engage in conversations that feel genuine and supportive. Because you've created that safe space for yourself, both internally and externally. And that, my friends, is pure power. Remember, creating a safe space for emotional release isn't about being weak or needy. It's about being strong enough to acknowledge your feelings, vulnerable enough to express them authentically, and resilient enough to bounce back from whatever life throws your way. So go out there, be brave, be kind to yourselves, and create those spaces where your true selves can shine. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who might need a little reminder that it's okay to feel everything, the good, the bad, and the messy in between. And until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.